You are a writer. Maybe you're writing novels, screenplays, TV scripts, memoirs, plays, or comics. One way or another, you've got a hero, and you're asking people to care about them. But you've got a problem. No one is agreeing to read your work. Publishers, movie studios, agents, and managers are all saying no to you. Then, one day, dawn breaks. A gatekeeper agrees to read your manuscript. You're ecstatic, but then they specify, "I tell you what, just send me the first 10 pages and I'll take a look at those, then I'll have you send me the rest if I'm still interested." Your story doesn't even get going until page 17. How can they judge it based on 10 measly pages? You should appreciate one piece of good news. This gatekeeper is being honest with you. Anyone who tells you otherwise is lying. No one clears their slush pile by reading every manuscript cover to cover. Everyone just reads the first 10 pages, which is enough to eliminate 9 out of 10 submissions. So, does that mean you should shoehorn your first 3 plot points into those first 10 pages to give them a sense of what's going to happen? Nope. This brings us to a central law of storytelling from my first book. Nobody really cares about your story. They just care about your hero. They're not looking for a great story in those 10 pages. They're looking for a great hero. In this book, the term hero is gender neutral and morally neutral. A hero can be any gender, and good or evil. They want to fall in love. Once we love a hero, we'll follow her anywhere. It doesn't matter if the story is any good. And if we don't feel that connection, then the best story in the world is just a waste. My first book was about every possible aspect of writing. That made it easy to write. I just tossed in every thought I had on the subject. I knew that, for this book, I wanted something more focused. Why bury you in notes for your big, beautiful manuscript when no one is offering to read it in full? I wanted to write a book focused on surviving that first swing of the axe. I just want to get you into that rarefied club, that 1 in 10 that they keep reading. So, let's go ahead and get to the central idea of this book. What are the gatekeepers looking for in those first 10 pages? After much consideration and the examination of dozens of great stories, I've come to the conclusion that readers want to do 3 separate things in those first 10 pages. They want to believe in the reality of the hero, care about the hero's circumstances, invest their hopes in the hero to solve this problem. That's it. That's what great stories tend to do in the first 10 pages. Actual plot points can wait. Now, some of you may recognize that language. My last book had a character chapter, and it was divided into 3 sections: believe, care, and invest. This book will be, in some ways, an expansion of that chapter into a whole book, and it will also be divided into believe, care, and invest sections. But I've substantially reconceived and improved on all 3 ideas here. Here's what I've been doing for the last 5 years since I wrote that book. I revisited all my favorite stories. I reread the first 10 pages of lots of my favorite novels and memoirs, and I rewatched the first 15 minutes of my favorite movies and TV pilots, and I submitted them to the Believe, Care, Invest test. I found that Believe, Care, Invest was indeed an excellent lens for investigating what made a beginning great. But I did make some adjustments over the years. I have a much better, fuller sense now of what causes us to believe in, care for, and invest in a character. One change that has resulted? Today, I'd put under believe a lot of the questions I had asked under care and invest last time. Those of you familiar with the first book will notice that things have shifted around a bit in this book. And if you haven't read the last book, then great. I know what I'm talking about a lot more this time, and you're going to get off on the right foot first.